Moncrief on News Talk.
For now, the latest figures on young people is kind of a good news, bad news situation. According to UNICEF, Irish teenagers rank number one for academic achievement in the developed world. But when it comes to mental well-being, that slips down to 24th place. The Netherlands is number one in that category. So why are they? What are they doing that we're not? Aveline O'Leary is head of advocacy for UNICEF Ireland. Aveline, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
Is there an agreed set of reasons why the mental health of young people in Ireland seems to be relatively poor compared to other countries?
I think there's a few different reasons for it, Sean. You know, I think if we compare to some of our other neighbours in Europe, we can draw on some reasons for that. I think we can also look to our recent Leaving Cert results and the excitement for many students, but also the high stress and pressure that many, many young people in Ireland feel under our current education system. You know, that's just one reason why we might be able to explain our relatively low child well-being scores in this country.
And in the Netherlands, they're number one, it seems, in terms of health. What's going on there?
Yeah, so very interesting. The Netherlands is number one, as you say, for child well-being. And they're high across other metrics. But then in terms of their academics, we see them drop a little bit lower down to 11. And obviously we can't say for certain that there's a direct correlation between those two things and their relative ranking to Ireland. But I think we can have a discussion as a country about, you know, why is it that the highest well-being for children is in a country where those academic pressures are maybe a little bit lower. We also see, obviously, you know, that article about cycling in the Netherlands suggests a high level of physical activity. And we know that there's a correlation between physical activity and higher life satisfaction as well. So this might be something else that we can draw on for these discussions. But I think it's a nuanced picture. And obviously, it's very context specific from country to country.
Yeah, of course. But one would imagine the life of a teenager in the Netherlands isn't radically different from the life of a teenager in Ireland.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think from kind of a day-to-day living, you would expect it to be relatively similar in terms of, you know, going to school, meeting your friends, socializing, preparing for the next steps. I guess what we're seeing, you know, maybe in the report from UNICEF earlier in the year, and now from this latest article, is, you know, whether in the Netherlands there is that greater emphasis on things like physical well-being and children and young people having opportunities to explore safely and independently, and that maybe we have fewer of in Ireland. You know, and obviously the cycling is a very, you know, very traditional and unique to the Netherlands in the way that it's rolled out currently, but it does facilitate, you know, children, young people, families to travel and commute very safely and in a very healthy manner. And it's something that, you know, while there's been investment in Ireland in recent years on cycle paths, I don't think many parents would feel the same level of safety here as they would in the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, certainly there's been a cycling culture in the Netherlands for decades. And I imagine the average parent in the Netherlands would be less anxious about letting, say, their 12-year-old out on a bike by themselves, whereas here, most parents would go, you insane. They wouldn't think of doing that.
Absolutely. And I think it probably points to, you know, a wider societal shift of thinking around, you know, okay, well, what sort of environment do we want to create for children, for families in our towns, villages, countryside, even, you know, that facilitates children and young people to safely travel around independently, as well as adults. Obviously, it's also very beneficial for older people. But obviously, that's just one piece of the puzzle. You know, I think if we're looking again at Ireland and, you know, why our mental health rates drop to 24 in that ranking, out of the 36 countries. I think we can look to things like lack of investment in our mental health services. Obviously, we all know about the extremely long waiting lists for CAMHS, but we also know that our schools are desperately in need of investment for, you know, psychosocial and mental health supports as well. Similarly, you know, we could talk about physical health and our overweight and obesity rates. Again, significantly higher than in the Netherlands. So around 25% of 15-year-olds in Ireland are living with overweight or obesity. That's around 18% in the Netherlands. You know, we can look at that in terms of the physical activities that we have incorporated as part of young people's lives. We can also think about, you know, the foods environments that children are growing up in Ireland, and the fact that we have, you know, many, many very unhealthy foods that are being marketed at vulnerable young people and children. So I think there's a wide range of factors that we need to really consider and push for investment and policy change.
There may also be many other things we're not even aware of. Because, I mean, as you know, you described it as a puzzle. Is it really the case when we don't really know why there's such a difference between ourselves and the Netherlands?
I think we need more qualitative analysis probably to really, you know, to really pull that puzzle apart. I mean, we can look at the correlations, as I said, between, you know, again, that higher physical activity rate in the Netherlands resulting in maybe lower obesity levels. We can also look at the fact, you know, potentially that, again, academics are lower in the Netherlands, but then the well-being of children and young people is much higher than in Ireland. It's, you know, almost a direct reversal. So I think we can extrapolate from that, you know, certain findings. But absolutely, I think more research is needed, and possibly more evidence and best practice from our neighbours in the Netherlands as to what we can do better here for young people.
Aveline O'Leary is Head of Advocacy for UNICEF Ireland. Aveline, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.